tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, I'm delighted to say that legendary fiddler Frankie Gavin is in the house and he's accompanied today by Paddy McAvoy on keyboard. Frankie, lovely to see you. Haven't seen you for a while. We're going to chat about all your recent projects and your big Tradfest gig in a moment. But first, let's get straight down to business. This is the Glenbeigh Hornpipe and Killorans. I love that, Frankie, the Glenbeigh Hornpipe and Killorans. Tell me a bit about that piece of music.
Thank you very much, Miriam. It's great to be here this morning with you and great to see you again. And what was I going to say? Oh, yes. So the first hornpipe is called the Glenbeigh. I learned that tune from Charlie Piggott when he came up from Cove to Galway many, many moons ago. And the second tune is a Paddy Killoran tune. Paddy Killoran went to America from County Sligo many years after the likes of Michael Coleman went to Sligo. But he was a very successful fiddle player over there and he wrote some beautiful tunes. And that's one of them.
And remind everyone, where are you from yourself, Frankie? Where did you grow up?
Originally from a place called Curndulla. It's just about 10 miles outside of Galway. But I've been living in Uachtarard for the last, God knows.
Yeah, beautiful yeah. Part of the world. Nice the lovely spot. Thing about your Tradfest gig is that Daedannan is back, but in a new form. What's new and what's familiar in the lineup?
Well, I mean, the format is a bit different, I suppose. But the thing is, like, we have a wonderful cello player who's a phenomenal singer, Caitlin Cullen, and her husband Ian is on guitar. Dermot Maher is on the accordion. He's a phenomenal young player now. So the younger people that I'm working with now than ever before, and they're just extraordinary musicians, really. And Paddy is going to be joining us as well on this particular event. So it's wonderful. But I mean, the thing is, it's a household name, and which I've invested all my life in, really. Since I was like 16 or 17, I mean, I was going doing gigs in the Neptune Roan Club in Dublin when I was 15 and 16 with the band, and do the homework going up in the car and sleep on the way home.
Did you know harm, Frankie?
On the back of Sean Tyrrell's Cortina.
Do you love those big gigs, I suppose, with a big group of musicians, putting the whole thing together, getting the dynamic just right? Because it's probably very different to what you're doing here today, although it's wonderful with Paddy just on your own, the two of you.
Yeah, well, it's a completely different dimension, I suppose, a different experience. I love a batch of musicians around me, especially the best ones that I could find.
Yeah.
And that's what I have in this team. And so it is really more exciting because it's a huge sound, of course. And then a nice big venue like Patrick's Cathedral on Friday. You know, it's a beautiful place anyway. But I'm also going to the Celtic Connections Festival. And we have a number of other festivals throughout the year as well. But the big festival events are great fun and great.
And will you sound or do experience. You sound, Frankie, like the old Jay Donnan? Or have you changed direction a bit?
I've changed direction a bit, certainly, yeah. I mean, the thing is, the original lineup with Bowron, bouzouki, banjo and accordion and myself, well, there, it was just actually four of us, Charlie Piggott on the banjo and Johnny McDonald on the Bowron, Alec Fane on the bouzouki and myself. But so the sound has changed over the years. Yes, it has, definitely. There's no doubt about that. But the music is still wonderfully exciting, I think. And I just love doing it. And it's, you know, every time you get up on the stage to play, it's just a new, lovely experience. It's great to be here, and it's great to be anywhere, as Keith Richards once said.
Yeah, and your music, it's always so full of energy. Now, I know you've got other projects on the go. Tell me about the Princess Grace Symphonic Suite.
Well, that came about, I was out in Monaco, as you do.
As you are, yeah.
We were actually playing in the Hotel de Paris for the Mary Robinson was being presented. President Mary Robinson, I should say, was being presented with the Humanitarian Award by the Ireland Fund from New York.
Okay.
And they had Prince Albert presenting the award to her. And we were asked to play at it. And sure enough, I met Prince Albert. He was strolling across the lobby. And I said, so when are you going to pay us a visit in Ireland? He says, actually, I'm planning to go there pretty soon, Frankie. He has a lovely, soft American accent. And he's a wonderful man. It turns out that he's an absolute fan of fiddle music. So
right.
we hit it off right away. But and a couple of years later, he invited us out to play at his St. Patrick's Day bash in the Palais. And around that time, I mentioned the idea. I was asking him, was his wonderful mother, which she was also known as the Irish Princess, as I'm sure you know. And I said, was there ever a music symphony or a symphonic suite ever written about her around her name and everything? And he said, no. But he says, I'd love to talk to you a bit more about that. The following day, I was heading off up into the hills with a friend of mine, and the next thing was, can you be at the Palais at 1:30? Prince would like to talk to you about the project. And that's how that all came about. And we would have performed it sooner, only it was to be performed during COVID. Prince Albert got COVID. Sure, who didn't get COVID after that? So that then it was postponed for about a year and a bit after that. But it still happened, and it was a joyous occasion, and I hope to take it to America, obviously, and other places.
And the Roaring Twenties Orchestra, what's that all about? Yeah, I love it.
It's a damn fine title anyway, that's for sure.
Yes.
Well, the Roaring Twenties, when I say the Roaring Twenties, I mean the Irish music in the 20s in America was seriously roaring, because there was phenomenal musicians went to America, Coleman, Morrison, Killorn, the Flanagan Brothers, all sorts of extraordinary vaudeville acts. And it was a huge thing. And like, that's, I call it the Roaring Twenties Irish Orchestra, because we're just picking the music pretty much from the Flanagan Brothers and copy and paste, as they say in modern terms, and just kind of mimicking what they kind of did. But we added, with the help of Carol Heshney, who helped me doing brass arrangements and everything like that. So we have a brass section and a clarinet player and everything. It really is fairly wild stuff, and it is kind of Roaring Twenties material.
And of course, you've played for many, many presidents, many US presidents. Do you expect to get an invite from the incoming president?
No comment, Your Honour. Will I go is the next question.
Ah, you would. Good crack.
Of course I'd go, yes.
Yeah. So the other thing I noticed today, because we were looking you up before, and you rarely do much social media, is that a lot of people are going off social media, actually. But so is that deliberate on your part? And if so, how do you take care of promotion, I suppose, if you're not engaged with social?
Well, it's a good question, because a lot of people ask me that as well, and ask me why I don't engage in it a bit more. I don't know. I find it a bit obsessive, and it's a bit, I don't know. There's something kind of vulgar about it as well. I don't know why that is, but I mean, a lot of people, like, you know, I went for a walk with the dog type of messages. You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous, you know? There's time better spent playing a bit of music or listening to great recordings and stuff like that.
Yeah, fair point. Now, look, you and Paddy are going to pay for us again. Tell me about this, The Broken Pledge and The Oak Tree.
The Broken Pledge, first of all, was a tune that my brother Sean made me learn, if so to speak. But he said, you might as well be learning a difficult tune as an easy one. And you know something? There was wisdom in his words, because like once I actually learned that tune, bit by bit and slowly but surely, anything else then after that seemed to be a piece of cake, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But and the one after it, the Oak Tree, is a beautiful reel that I learned from the late, great Donegal fiddle player Tommy Peoples. So The Broken Pledge and The Oak Tree.
So Frankie Gavin and Paddy McAvoy, thank you both for coming into our studio right this morning. And Frankie Gavin and Jay Dannan and special guests, you're going to be in, as you said, St. Patrick's Cathedral this coming Friday, January the 24th. Details on tradfest.com. And now off you go and play those wonderful reels, The Broken Pledge and The Oak Tree.
Okay.
That was The Wonderful, The Broken Pledge and The Oak Tree, a great set of reels. That's it for today.